My name is Noah Jones, and welcome to the Jones and Epps podcast. Today, I have my grandma here, Mary Epps, who I'll be interviewing and asking questions about her childhood and learning about how it was growing up during my grandma's time and hearing her stories and looking back on old time. So, Mimi, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling fine today, thank you.
And when were you born?
My birthday is April 5th, 1949. Which makes me 75 years old.
Okay. And can you tell us where you grew up at?
I grew up in Opelousas, Louisiana, a little small town.
Okay. And what was a favorite memory from your childhood?
My memory from my childhood, I can remember playing outside with all my brothers and sisters, swinging on the swings, and just having a real good time.
All right, so let's delve deeper. Where did you go to school?
The name of the school is Holy Ghost School.
And what grades did that range from?
From kindergarten to high school.
Mm-hmm. And also, when you were younger, what was a favorite childhood meal that your mother or dad might have cooked?
My mother always made us some homemade lemon meringue pie and homemade ice cream as well as popcorn balls. That was my favorite childhood meals.
And how many siblings did you have when you were younger?
I came from a family of 16 children, counting myself.
And just to add on to that, what was life like when you were younger, as well as having all these siblings?
Well, we lived on a farm, did farm work, which is really hard work. Rode horses, ate farm animals, raised our own food.
And what type of farm work did you do? Were you milking cows or raising chickens?
Basically, yeah, raising chickens and pigs. We did a lot of the work as far as feeding and different things like that.
Okay, and moving away from the farm life, what sports did you like when you were younger?
I ran track and did relay races.
And did you ever get first place in any of these races?
I was a pretty good track runner and did get some medals for winning some of the races.
Okay. And so, since you had a big family, what childhood games did you guys play together?
We played a lot of softballs and just the different games that we made up ourselves. But it was fun having a large family.
And so, you know, as you grew older and left from the teenage life, what was your favorite job?
I was a banker at Chase, which I enjoyed very much.
And how long did you work there?
I'm not sure. I would think probably, I would say about 10 years.
And going back to that adult life, if you could go back to any age, which one?
I would probably go back to in my 20s. It was my first time being independent and working and had the responsibility of an adult.
All right, so moving on from those more, you know, lighthearted questions, let's get into the meaningful and impactful questions. Mimi, do you have any regrets in life?
Yes, I do. And one that comes to mind is not going to college for all 4 years.
And why weren't you able to go to college for all 4 years?
Yeah, part of it was, I'm sure, the money part of it, that my parents, with all of us children, couldn't afford it like maybe some of the other families could.
And so, another impactful question I guess I have to ask is, what was a truly proud moment of your life?
Well, one that comes to mind is just the birth of my two daughters.
And if you might be asking, what were their two names?
My oldest daughter, we named her Natasha, and the youngest one was Crystal.
And so, tapping into another, you know, deep-hearted question, What would you like people to remember about you when you're gone?
I would like to be remembered as a helpful, kind person, caring for others as well.
And I guess another question I have to ask you is, what is one piece of advice for your younger self?
I would say to my younger self, listen more to the advice that was given to me.
From maybe your parents or?
Just elders, my parents, aunts and uncles, and even my siblings, my older siblings.
And so I have another question about your name. Are there any important meanings to it or maybe any family connections to your name?
Sure that I have an aunt that name was Mary, and so I'm sure that's where that came from. My mother named me after her.
I have a question about my mom. What was it like raising her? Did she give you a hard time, or was it just easy?
Well, the most important thing I remember about Natasha, she was always helpful and kind and wanted to especially take care of her little sister, and so she was always there for me.
And leaving my mom and going to your parents, what was an important memory that you have of your parents?
The most important memories that I have of my parents was us gathering on holidays and just having family gatherings.
And what is holidays, like for Christmas or Thanksgiving?
Yeah, mostly Christmas, Thanksgiving. We always gather together as family.
And you had a big family, like you had a huge family.
Yes, we had a total of 16 children, and all our aunts and uncles, and they visited each other a lot.
Okay, great. And how did you meet your spouse, Bibi?
Good question. His name was Albert, and I worked at one of my aunt's restaurant, and I met him at the restaurant.
Okay, and moving away from like the childhood and like mid-30s to 20s, you know, type of age mark, and getting to older times, what are the most rewarding things about getting older?
Just being able to have that independence, and of course you know more because you're older.
Yeah.
And you can give advice to maybe your younger siblings or friends.
And Mimi, for my final question, are you proud of me?
I am so proud of you, Noah. You're my only grandson. Loving and kind and always wanting to help with, especially when you were little, you wanted to help with everything. But now, of course, you're still, you know, you've got that in you, that you just want to be helpful, and you always just make us so proud, especially me. I'm so proud of you as my grandson.
All right. Thank you, Mimi. I appreciate you for coming on. This was the Jones and Epps podcast. I hope that y'all tune in for our next episode going over Mimi's life as she talks about her travels and moving away from Louisiana and transitioning over to Beaumont and finding new people's friends and making a new family for herself. Thank you for listening. This was Noah Jones and
Mary Epps.
I hope to see you all again.